This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. If you've been listening to this show, or the president, you'll know we are experiencing the lowest unemployment we've seen in decades. That's good for workers looking for a job, but pretty tough for companies trying to hire. We are in the midst of one of the worst labor shortages in American history, and the workers most in demand might surprise you. Alexia Fernandez-Campbell wrote about this for Vox, and she joins me in our DC studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
In your article, you write about there being a million more jobs available than workers actually looking for a job. Can you put that number into some context?
Yeah, so if you just look, compare that to the height of the recession, there were about 15 million people looking for work and only about 3 million jobs available. So this is a huge shift. And ever since the government has started tracking this 20 years ago, there's never been a point in time where there are more jobs available than workers. So that's kind of what's happening right now.
So the classic image of these in-demand workers, somebody with leverage to negotiate a better job for themselves, is like an engineer or maybe a high-skilled tech worker. But you're painting a different picture in your piece.
Yeah, right now for the first time, I mean, there's still a shortage in STEM jobs, but right now, for the first time, it's harder for companies to fill low-skilled positions. Restaurant servers, hotel workers, home healthcare aides, there's no better time for them to start saying, hey, we want a raise, we want paid time off, we want sick days, we want vacation. That's who has the leverage right now, not necessarily like the Google engineer.
And what does that mean for those companies looking to fill those positions?
That means that they're really going to have to make their jobs a lot more appealing if they expect to keep hiring, because right now those jobs at the fast food industry are not the best jobs. So if you want someone to like decide, hey, you know what, I want to work there, you're going to have to make it a lot better for them.
Does that translate into higher wages? Because we haven't really seen wage growth moving up at the rate that we might expect in this economy.
Yeah, so one thing economists are saying is that the wage growth has been really slow and that employers are now starting to realize that this is the only way to fill those positions. So we've actually seen an increase. It's not as fast as everyone would like, but it also means that there are people that would probably be more willing to join the workforce who are marginally attached to the workforce that haven't yet. So I'm thinking that that trend will probably change.
So the businesses that are struggling to find people to fill their jobs and their open positions, what happens if this trend continues, if that gap continues to widen? What does that mean for those businesses?
I mean, if they can't fill positions, I mean, that's going to affect their bottom line. The reason they're hiring is because they have enough money and they're doing well enough and they want to keep growing so that they can keep making more money. So it means that not only are their businesses not going to be able to grow as fast, that's going to slow down the economy. And yet we're already starting to see signs of that the economy is slowing down a bit. It's not necessarily a terrible thing. I mean, it's good for workers. It's just, it's right now, you know, when you hear in real estate, like it's a buyer's market or a seller's market. Right now, it's a worker's market, not, you know, an employer's market. So they're not happy about it. But the problem is that if they can't fill it, it's going to impact the economy.
Alexia Fernandez-Campbell covers policy and politics for Vox. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.